Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There was a huge story today, and it revolved around Major League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins have had, what is it now, 14 people within their organization test positive for the coronavirus. We're a week in, not even a week into baseball, and tragedy has struck. So the Marlins game tonight has been postponed. The Yankees and the Phillies game, because the Marlins were just in Philadelphia playing the Phillies. They were in the clubhouse and all that and for three games. And so that game has been postponed as well. And now here's the deal. From right now, Major League Baseball is still full speed ahead. They are saying that's why they expanded the rosters with the taxi squads. And if push comes to shove, then they will bring up these players and fill out their roster. And I agree. I don't think they should be giving in yet. You know, you try everything you can to make it work. But here's my main takeaway from this, Ephraim. I think this is yet another misstep from the commish, Rob Manfred. And I say yet another because this is on the heels of all these cheating scandals. The Red Sox, of course, the Astros, and they allowed the Astros to keep the championship. That's no punishment at all. You got rid of a manager and a GM. The owner is fined $5 million, which is a drop in the bucket to him, but they get to keep the trophy. So that was a misstep. And by the way, speaking of the trophy, you once called it a hunk of metal. That was a misstep. And now, with months to prepare, with the NBA setting a great example for you of what needs to be done, why not have three bubbles, 10 teams in each bubble or something like that? Why not six bubbles? Whatever it is, whatever is necessary, why not the bubble? You got baseball players flying. You got baseball players going home, wives going to the store, kids hanging out, playing with their friends, all in contact with the player. So every day they come back to the field, they might be bringing the virus with them. And so this is another misstep for Major League Baseball. And if the NBA can't play its season, I will say, you know what? They gave it a great try. If baseball can't finish its season, I'm going to say, why didn't they do it in a bubble? That's me.
You know what? You're right. And the way I look at it is, what did we hear, right? First of all, this took way too long to get accomplished, having baseball back. Which personally, I think they missed out on a great opportunity for viewerships.
Right.
Right. For people were clamoring. I was clamoring for anything live sport wise outside of golf. Right. So they had they had a time where they had a jump on everybody. And the two sides couldn't come together. Right. So that window of opportunity got smaller and smaller and smaller. What were the sticking points? Right. It wasn't, as far as I've heard, it wasn't about what are the protocols, right? The testing.
Great point.
All of these things, right, that should be on the forefront. It was about salaries, right? Salaries.
That's right.
How many games are we playing, right? We want our whole salary. We want this. We want that. That was the focus.
I didn't hear anything about health.
That was the focus, right? And to that point, because that was the focus – certain protocols and things were not put into place or hammered into place, I should say, And so now, like, you can't, first of all, I've always said, in this situation, especially for professional athletes who make a ton of money, who are catered to, I get it, I was one of them, we love it. We worked hard, we deserve that. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable during this time. If you're playing your game, your sport, during a pandemic, an outbreak, that we don't have questions or answers, we don't have the answers for all the questions we have,
right?
Then you have to be okay with being uncomfortable, right? That
right.
means you can't just hop on the plane. We can't have everybody at the house. We can't do the pool party. We can't do that, right? Look at the NBA. The NBA was like, look here, y'all. You come in this bubble, your cousins and little Boudreaux and whoever else, they not coming with you.
Right.
Your immediate family only can come later. But right
after
now,
the first round of the playoffs.
But right now, this is what it is. Are you guys okay with that? If not, we can't do this.
Right.
Right? We didn't hear that on the baseball side. At least I didn't. So now you're in a situation where there's too many coming and goings. Can't just keep dumping people on planes. Can't fly everywhere. It was places in this country where you could create an environment where the players would have to sacrifice a little bit. Now, take in mind, everyone was at home for 5 months.
Yes.
With nowhere to go. Everyone was at home taking care of their family for 5 months. You get an opportunity to come back and play for 5 months or however long the season is, where there has to be some sacrifices. This is not regular.
Right.
There's not enough sacrifice.
I totally agree with you, man. And look, I get it if they were trying to play a 162-game season, or even if it was 120 or 100 games. But it's 60. So it's not like we're asking you anymore to be away from your family and your friends and your normal life for 6-7 months. Now it would be essentially the same amount of time as the NBA players, because they're playing 30 games. They're playing eight regular season games, and then of course they got the playoffs, but they're playing every other day. So it's roughly the same amount of time, maybe a tad bit longer for baseball. But to your point, you had to know going into this that this thing was possible. And Ephraim, look, maybe it's possible, because obviously this whole situation has been polarized. Is it possible that maybe even within the higher realms of baseball, I'm just throwing it out there, that they didn't think it was, they were vacillating as to how serious this thing was. Maybe they felt like, you know, there's still people out there on the radio, people on television, people in the White House even, it seems, saying, it's not that big of a deal. It's the flu. You get it, you get over it, you're fine. Maybe, is it possible that within the higher realms of baseball, they thought that might be the case?
It is possible. It is possible because it wasn't being addressed like right. It was the most important thing happening in the world. It wasn't being addressed that way. And so, at least that's all. Look, everybody wanted to know about the money. Everybody know it. 80 games, too many. Like, guys didn't want to play that many games. It was so many things outside of safety and health. And there were some things put out there, you know, the protocol, this is what we're going to have to do. It wasn't enough. And that's obvious given the outbreak, right?
Yep.
So they've created an environment in a world within a pandemic, and the guidelines and restrictions aren't stiff enough. You're flying all over the country. How is that even okay? Think about that.
Yeah.
You're trapped in an enclosed metal canister that has nothing but circulated air. Can't roll the windows down. Right? Can't roll the windows down. Can't be in the plane and roll the windows down. So all it takes, right? Everybody on the entire staff could be completely negative. pilot, the co-pilot, all it takes is one person on that plane to have it, and half the plane gonna get it.
You are hitting it on the head because the Marlins, four of the players tested positive Sunday, and they still played the game. The players didn't, those four didn't play, but players who had been exposed to them played.
See, that's reckless.
Remember Juan Soto, the one of the stars of the postseason last year for the Nationals. He tested positive. He practiced for a day and a half, I think, around his teammates. They still played the game. And so you're absolutely right. Baseball was more concerned about money from the players to the owners. Players more concerned about not letting them get the best of us, not to set a precedent for the union and all that for future collective bargaining. Their heads weren't where they should have been. The football players were like, what's going on? Russell Wilson, my wife is pregnant. I got to make sure everything is straight. We might not play. I may not show up if everything's not straight. We better get some protocol, some health rules right now. We didn't hear that from baseball.
No. Look what the NBA did.
Yep.
The NBA said, we're going to create our own world. And within that world, we're going to create the rules for that world and no other place on the planet. If you walk into this world, you abide by the rules, or we're going to take some money and we're going to kick you out.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And they gave you an option to opt out. You don't have to come do this. If you're worried about family or whatever it is, you don't have to come do this. And some guys opted out. You look at Avery Bradley, right? Key figure on the number one team in the West, the Lakers. But like, look, I'm going to go do some other stuff.
Yep.
And we get it. Look, I'm hurt. I'm a Laker fan. I wish he was there, but I understand. Right? But that's the world they created. And without the creation of that world, man, it'd be a mess at that NBA campus.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You got an issue with Lou.
Yes.
Lou out there hanging out in
Lou
Magic
tripping.
City. Right. Go ahead.
Lou tripping. Number one, don't sell us. When lies start coming out and when story changes before 24 hours even elapses,
right?
Then you know something up, right? Rappers puts the picture out. Oh, that's an old picture. I just missed my homeboy. NBA says, wait a minute. That's the mask we gave him 2 days ago before he left. He has that on. And then it comes out, well, there are no entertainers there. We was just hanging out. Then it comes out, I was just stopping in to pick up some food. I wasn't staying. It was real quick in and out. I so much to unpack here. The first thing is, grow up, okay? We're in a situation where even if Magic City was popping and you left your bubble to, you know, unfortunately go to a funeral, you have to understand. I can't go in there.
Right.
As a professional, right? He's not 19, 20 years old.
Right.
Lou been around for a long time. As a professional, given the current situation that you're in, you can't go in there. No matter what's calling and driving you to go in there, you can't go in there. Right? Exactly. Number two, you went in for dinner. No entertainers there. Magic City.
So is
food,
that the deal? Have we settled that? Because that's people are saying,
bruh,
we're torn on there whether or
not
there were dancers
it.
There.
I'm
so
not,
you think
not,
they were there?
What strip club is open without dancers? As a restaurant, is Magic City going to be able to survive as a restaurant?
I'll only say this, and I have no idea. I've never been to Magic City. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh well, I have. Did they not?
I've heard all about it. No, but what I'll say is this. In this situation with the pandemic, let's say, you know, they haven't allowed you to have dancers yet. I could still see a strip club saying, you know what, though? we can make money if we have food.
No.
You know, if people are going to come. I mean, apparently it's the bomb.
We know Atlanta. We know Atlanta.
It's the best food in Atlanta.
Well, it's not. But Atlanta is open, right? So those restrictions
are. Okay, so they not. Okay. All right. Why wouldn't they have dancers?
So why wouldn't they be there?
We know they had them on July 4th.
Right. So what I'm saying is you can't just come out and start saying random stuff. There's no dancers there. We know there were dancers there, right? I was just stopping in to pick up food. Well, you had a beer in your hand and taking pictures.
Right.
That doesn't sound like a quick in and out. And the biggest problem I have, and I don't care how good the food is in an establishment, any establishment, if there's a naked person next to me while I'm eating, it just doesn't seem very sanitary. I asked you this question earlier.
I can't argue with
If you go to Cheesecake Factory and the waitress is naked, are you going to feel comfortable eating that food as she brings it to you? I'm just asking a question.
Nah, you make a good point. And I got to be honest, I had not thought about it because obviously I heard, oh, the food is great, and some other people verified it on Twitter. Yeah, it is great. But when you brought it up earlier and we talked about it, you're right. You're right. I don't care how attractive the waitress is or whatever. If they naked,
it's like
something might be, it's a little different.
Open genitalia and food to me don't go together.
Nah,
everybody in there making the clap over your wings. What? What part of the game is that?
Yeah.
Look, by the way, we're in a pandemic. You're going to go eat at one of the most unsanitary places on the planet Earth.
Well, and here's the thing. And I picked the Clippers. It sounds like you picked the Lakers. You're picking the Lakers
to win.
Come on,
you already know that.
All right, I picked the Clippers, and I still feel very confident. I think they're the best team.
They have a better team.
Yeah.
I don't think they have
LeBron's the best player in L.A., but I think they got the best team. But I got to be honest, man. Look, I think there's more guys like Lou. I don't know that they go into strip clubs, but I think a lot of these dudes are leaving the bubble to see a woman or women. I think that's what dudes are doing. They say, hey, it's early. I know I got a quarantine for 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, whatever. If I miss a game or two, it's no big deal. We pretty much set with our seating. You know, I'll be good. And I think dudes, Montrezl Harrell is left. Pat Beverly has left. Obviously, Lou Williams left. Ivica Zubac and Landry Shamet are just kind of getting there. And, you know, they didn't go with the team. Like, I still feel confident in the Clippers. But there are signs. Are they not taking this seriously enough?
It seems like it.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Come on, y'all.
Guess who is taking it serious?
No, he is. But they're going to miss Avery.
They're going to miss Avery.
You got JR shooting the ball off the side of the backboard.
Well, that's what you want to pick that one shot? Man, he was on fire.
You like what you're seeing.
No, wait a minute now. Like, it's a love hate with JR.
Don't let him get too right. Don't let him get too comfortable.
Man, then anything can happen. But I'll tell you what can happen and what we'll need. We'll need that game, that tough game where he comes down and he's a spark. He comes into that second unit. And he can give you 10 and a quarter. We know that. We've seen that. He's been in the league 16 years. He's played in 130 playoff games. We know it's going to come a time when he'll give you 10 and a quarter. That's what we need.
If that's what you're banking on, good luck with that.
You really think so?
Yeah, I mean, look, JR's had a nice career. And look, Cleveland does not get that championship without him, right? He was huge in that third quarter, hit some big shots. But that was 2016.
I get it.
I just don't know. I mean, even at his best, JR was exasperating because, you know, you never knew if he was going to be hot or cold.
Never knew.
But I just wonder. I don't doubt that he'll hit a big shot here or there. I just don't want to be in a position where I'm counting on him. That's fair.
That is fair. Right. You know what? I can't argue with that.
But I'll give you, I think he will hit it might not be a huge shot, but I think he'll hit some big shots here or there, or a couple big shots here or there. So I'm fine with that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Big news of the day was Major League Baseball. The Marlins in Miami have had now 14 people. I believe it's 12 players and two executives or two other members of the organization have tested positive for the coronavirus. And so their home opener was tonight. That's been canceled. And their next two games have been canceled. The Yankees and the Phillies game tonight has been canceled because the Marlins played in Philadelphia over the weekend, opened the season series with them. And so baseball is really in a bad way right now. They are, I don't blame them. I think they're smart for trying to say, let's push through it. I think that they made some mistakes. I think Rob Manfred, the commissioner, made a mistake by not putting them in the bubble. It could have been three bubbles. It could have been six bubbles. It doesn't have to be one like the NBA. I get it. You had 30 teams as opposed to 22 with the NBA. You had a much longer, you know, a longer season for 30 teams, whereas the NBA is going to be cutting teams out as they go along. So I get that, but you could have had multiple bubbles and been much safer. Whereas guys aren't going home, guys aren't going out to eat, guys aren't, you know, encountering family members who have been encountering all types of other people and bringing that to the ballpark with them. So I think that they should have taken a page out of the NBA's book. And I think right now the NBA is certainly looking much smarter than Major League Baseball. We got another season, though, that's coming up, and that is the granddaddy of them all, Ephraim. As much as we love basketball as America, as much as we love baseball as America, there is nothing nowadays like the NFL. Everybody from networks to owners to players to fans to gamblers to everybody is hoping that football can play. And Ephraim, I want to ask you, as a former NFL player, what do you think the league should be learning from what's happened with baseball?
First of all, I'm a be robbed. Stop it, Chris. Stop. Baseball is fine. Stop it. No.
That's actually not a bad impression.
No, I think the NFL is watching. I think they do understand. The more mobility there is, the tougher this thing is going to be to control, right? Flying in and out of places, hotels, so on and so forth. Now, I don't think that's something that the NFL can rectify, but what they can do is they can learn from the mistakes and lack of a certain protocols, right? When guys normally we fly in, we go to the hotel, we have some downtime, guys go out to eat, strip club to eat, whatever that is, whatever that is, right? Visit people, like none of that's going to happen. So you really have to really step up.
Well, are dudes going to hold to that, though?
Well, you have
to. You see NBA players are leaving.
Well, you have to. And there has to
baseball
be,
players probably
you're right, but there has to be a steep penalty to it, right? So the biggest thing the NFL, the players wanted was safety and protocol, right? We're not coming if this isn't, you know, if we don't know what the plan is.
Right.
So you've asked for it, guys. So now you have to adhere to it. And if not, it'll be a steep fine and a suspension. It has to be that type of thing because what you can't do as a business, right? We don't know what the ramifications of what, you know, the Miami Marlins, what this going to turn into? Like in 2 weeks, we could be saying, man, baseball had to shut down.
Yep.
Right? Like in 2 weeks, baseball could be over.
If that were to happen, and I know the NFL is going to put everything they can in place and they should keep trying. But honestly, if baseball had to shut down in a week or two, would you just be like, it ain't happening. Football is not happening. I'm sorry. Because if baseball, I mean, social distancing is built into baseball for the most part. And yet they couldn't make it. But football, where you're spitting on each other, you know, grabbing each other, tackling each other, landing on each other.
You're right.
Every single play and there are more guys.
Once again, none of these baseball players who tested positive were positive coming into the season. Something has happened, right? Something has happened between...
They kicked it. Right? Maybe in Philly, they went out.
This is what I'm talking about. We don't know what that is, but we know something happened. Right?
They're the Marlins. We know Florida's been more locked down, right?
Florida.
So they might have got to Philly and been like, yo.
First of all, Florida's not locked down. That's the problem.
Let's kick. Oh, Miami's opening up. Rob G.
Florida is just.
That was their problem.
They're on their own.
Closed down.
Right. They suing because, you know, people want to wear. They asking people to wear masks. Like, they're wide open out there.
Right.
Right. So now you can't. Right. Going out to eat at restaurants. If we're trying to get a season going, like all of that type of stuff, you got to really understand. Look, it's not, and they got to have people come out and talk to the teams. NFL, the NFL's good about that.
Is that going to work?
But you got to know the seriousness of it, right? I'll tell you what happened. Right, a few years ago, it was longer than that. About, you know, a long time ago when I was playing, we were in Houston, and do you remember when? Staff infection, MRSA. It was an outbreak in Kansas City, in the locker room.
Yep.
Right? The NFL was like, oh, okay, we can't do this. They sent people to test the facilities and players. Right? And I remember they were shutting down. They shut down the hot tubs, the sauna, all of this stuff. We went in, we had a meeting, team meeting. They showed us video. They had a specialist come and talk to us. Watching that video helped change the way I interacted in the world. I was already a hypochondriac, right? I hadn't touched a doorknob in over a decade.
Wow.
Prior to the pandemic.
Wow. Wait, so what'd you do?
Right? I would
you use have gloves?
A shirt or any, like, I would never put my hand on, like, if I'm in the bathroom, I'm not touching nothing. I'm not touching the faucet. I'm not.
You got a mask on right now.
Yes, I do.
And you're the only one in the room.
Yes, I am. Rob
and
G
you got
keeps
gloves
trying.
On.
Yes, I do. Rob G keeps trying to come in here and have a conversation with me. I'm like, oh, I don't use
and an orange jumpsuit.
I got a hoodie on. I got sweats.
You got
gloves.
Your hoodie not over your head.
No, it's not over my head.
Okay.
But I'm serious about this. But my point was. The NFL did that, and it changed guys' perception and perspective of what was going on. Nobody wanted to see what happened. They didn't want what we saw in that video. I can tell you that. Nobody wanted that. And that's what they have to do. They have to let these guys understand, look, this is serious. This could be you. Right? That's the most important thing.
If you were – and I didn't know you're a hypochondriac. If you were, you know,
not like I have a problem. I just don't believe in bringing germs into my body.
A germaphobe and
yes.
all that. So how would you be approaching, like, would you look at maybe sitting out this year? If you were still in the NFL, or how would you approach it?
I would need some assurances. And I would take it extremely serious. Like some of the players who've opted out thus far, I take it real serious because – life is bigger than sport. To have them for us is amazing. But it's bigger than that, right? If you got a newborn at home, or if you stay, your mother staying with you and it's underlying condition, everybody's situation
is
different.
That's what people aren't thinking about because they're just saying, oh, most athletes have gotten it. They've been fine. It's no big deal.
It ain't got nothing to do with them.
Asymptomatic, right.
It has nothing to do with them. On the way in here, I was listening to Howard Stern, and he had a kid on there whose parents said, hey, look, if you can't, in Florida, if you're out, you have to wear a mask. right? And he didn't take it serious. He's a 21-year-old kid. He didn't take it serious. His father has diabetes and all of that. He out at a party, take his mask off, boom, boom, boom. He gets coronavirus.
21 years old?
21 years old. He was fine with it. What he did was he brought it home to the whole family. His father spent 2 weeks on a ventilator, and he never thought he was going to see his dad again.